Welcome to this special edition of the Registers of Scotland podcast. We are following an amazing journey of two entrepreneurs who joined our last Geovation Scotland cohort in June 2020. I'm Jess Sibley, and I'm delighted to be talking to Elaine Ford, founder of Electric Explorer, and James Cooper, founder of Impactful, formerly known as Doorstep Market. 2021 was a year where the impact of the pandemic continued to spread across all sectors. Yet, in the midst of so much change, the startup community proved the resilience of their innovation, spirit, and determination. Today's podcast goes right to the heart of that startup journey as two of Scotland's location and property technology founders share their startup stories. Thanks so much for joining me today, everyone. A good place to start is probably by giving an overview of Geovation Scotland. Geovation Scotland is a partnership between Ordnance Survey and Registers of Scotland. We deliver a 12-month bespoke accelerator programme, giving our founders access to location and property data, mentorship, and up to £15,000 of equity-free grant funding. The programme also supports the Scottish economy, with year one having seen companies involved raising over £400,000 of additional funding, £100,000 of investment, and creating 15 full-time jobs. Welcome, James and Elaine. Thanks so much for joining me today. A good place to start is probably by introducing my guests for today's podcast. James, would you like to give an overview of yourself and your business?
Hi, sure. So I'm James Cooper from Impactful, and we're on a mission to make it easier to buy local groceries that do good. But what do we mean by do good? This could be to see how businesses help with their carbon impact. It could be to help you buy more from your independent local shops. And it could be to help highlight information such as what packaging is available from each of the produce to make sure that you have the full information available so you can be a more mindful consumer.
Thanks, James. And Elaine, would you like to introduce yourself and give us an overview of your business?
Hi, I'm Elaine. I'm the founder of Electric Explorer. We're a mission-focused startup aiming to help tackle the climate crisis by promoting low-carbon, electric nature exploration. Adventure that supports wildlife restoration is our passion. We're building an app with nature navigation that helps us to recharge and reconnect to nature by navigating through scenic routes with adventures and local businesses along the way. Our app lets you find out more about what you can do and visit in your local area, as well as travelling around Scotland. So that's electric adventures and nature route planning for e-cars, e-bikes and e-camper vans.
Great. Thanks, Elaine. So now I'd like to hear from both of you guys. The last year has been quite the journey for everybody across Scotland. So let's start with a reflective look back on the last 12 months. What has been your highlight from the last year and being part of the Geovation Scotland cohort? Elaine.
So, well, it's been absolutely challenging times for everybody in the past year. The highlight for me has been the opportunity to explore the development of a new business idea that addresses some of my main areas of passion, which is adventure, travel, and nature exploration. And being able to do this while supporting wildlife conservation in an area that I love. So it's been fantastic making new networks around the world among people motivated by wildlife conservation and technology. And I'm really, really looking forward to continuing to extend that. In terms of training, the workshops and the business proposition canvassing, financial modelling, pitching and policy have all been super, super useful, as well as valuable UX and UI support throughout the accelerator. So the support from the full team along the full journey has been really, really fantastic.
Thanks, Elaine. Now, on the flip side, what's been your biggest challenge since joining the Geovation Scotland programme back in June 2020, James?
Non-surprisingly, I think it's been the impact of what COVID has had on the industry. So when I applied for the programme last year, it looked very different as a business. We were originally offering a grocery delivery service from independent shops, and we were using pubs and restaurants as pack-in centres so that all of these businesses could bring their food to one place and then send it out to the customer. And as you can imagine, that was one of the first things that changed in March last year. And very rapidly, we realized that the core part of the business had to be adaptable with this too. Briefly, we thought, no one knew the impact of how long it was going to be the effects of COVID, and is this something that had to be a temporary solution or not? And it was only as starting the Geovation program from midsummer last year that it became aware that, you know, COVID is going to be going on longer. We can't rely on just doing a temporary patch fix for something alternative or putting the business on hold, and that we're actually going to have to pivot. And so that became one of the biggest challenges, to effectively try and change what we were doing, or what I thought the core business was. I thought our core model was about the delivery side of things. But it turned out that actually our core offering was much more to do with the resources and knowledge that we were providing to people, the directory service, and telling you what was out there in your community. And the challenge of getting the food to people previously disappeared. You know, lots of people wanted to buy local before, but they couldn't because they were stuck in an office from 9 to 5, and then the shops would close afterwards. And so that's why they needed that home delivery service. Now we found that there's lots of people that are working from home, that are going to stay working from home, that people want to be more active with moving around within their community. And so they're more than happy to spend that time to explore their local area, to go into these shops, and the logistics became less of a concern. It's still something that is important to complete the puzzle for the future, but that challenge of pivoting enabled us to really focus on what is the new core of what our business has to be, and that's that knowledge base of what these shops sell and what the products stand for.
That's really interesting. And James, have you found now that things have opened up now and travel's opened up and we can get out and meet people again, that that's really helped to kind of change and find out more about what is your offering? I've found that being able to meet and speak to people again, and folk that are using different electric vehicles, from cars and bikes, and being able to actually find more about where people are going, where they want to travel to, and even meeting an electric powered motor glider, Sasha Dench, who's breaking this world record flying around the coast of the country to raise awareness of sustainable travel and how to tackle climate crisis. But it's, yeah, I found, like, how have you found that being able to speak to people again?
Yeah, it's been a weird one, hasn't it? Because of it's changed the mentality of what the public are really looking for. The biggest challenge I found from an education point of view was that, or more, I should better to say that we had to educate the public on the benefits of buying local. And this was the thing we was always coming up against, was this kind of idea that, well, the high street's dying, it's not worth investing in, everything's clearly going to be going to pilot high cheap from anything from e-commerce. And how do you revive the high street? What's the point in reviving the high streets? To suddenly, I think, you know, the impact of COVID has shown, well, that's what a soulless empty high street looks like. And no one wants that. And people realize the value that it's bringing to their communities. And so now that it's kind of opening up, we're still seeing, you know, people having the options to go to the supermarkets and feel comfortable. They don't have to feel worried about their personal space as they maybe did in the previous few months. But we're still seeing this big uptake in people wanting to buy local. And this lag from these independent businesses in knowledge and how they can get online, and this kind of splintered approach to try and bring that out there. And, you know, I'm sure you agree with this, because we're both in the same space whereby we're offering digital solutions to businesses that are happening in the real world, and we have to interact with these businesses and actually see them face to face. And yeah, that was one of the biggest challenges, was that, you know, if I've got to go and speak to a shop to try and tell them, you know, we're this new service that you should be, you know, involved with us. We'd love to give you a profile. There was caps. They could only have one or two customers in a shop at a time. And you were challenged by, I don't want to be seen to hold up any of their paying customers that are coming in today by having this conversation. And there's all these challenges around it. So it's definitely going to be easier going forward for the next few months. Whereby we can reopen up and actually get to see the people that we're working with face to face again.
Absolutely. It's so good to be able to connect local businesses again. So yeah, really happy and really excited for the future.
Thanks, guys. That's really brilliant insights. Just to move ahead a little bit, thinking about the Accelerator program and the application process that both of you went through just over a year ago in June 2020, I'm really interested to hear from both of you, if you were to give yourself any advice, if you were applying again, what would you tell yourself? What would you maybe do differently?
Well, I'm guilty for writing huge to-do lists. So I would probably say practice more agile kind of techniques and don't beat myself up for not achieving these my unrealistic lists. So and also like make sure and keep my vision and personality in the development of the business, which is really, really important.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Similar to Elena, I would do the lists, but I think it was also about trying to have this pretense that I was a very polished business before approaching the application process. And you know, that's not what Geovation is about. It's about helping you through these early stages. And I'd just been so used to seeing from other accelerators that you had to be at this kind of like high level and this somewhere that was just going to be unachievable within the time frame of the program. And I learned that quickly, but it's very much about, you know, letting your personality come through with the passion of why you've picked this. That's the important thing. And, you know, seeing nearly all of us have changed our business plans at some point over the past year, it's the mission is the important thing and the reason why you're doing it and why you care and not so much the details.
So location and property technology are two hugely rapidly growing sectors, and I guess, you know, each of you are more working in the location technology side of things. How do you think technology will continue to shape the future of land and property? I go to you first, James.
It's going to be massive. I mean, recently we've been working with data very much around postcode locations to try and filter down to hyperlocal for your community, because, you know, there's no point showing you bread for sale that's 50 miles away from you, right? And these type of challenges, there's some solutions out there, but there's nothing that's really kind of nailed it. And I think there's going to be lots of space for people to kind of bring in new solutions to what's happening. And it's the same with what we were trying to do with Tie Together. The assets that are already available within the communities, we were looking at, can we do delivery vehicles from butchers, for example, that they already have a van that's out there. And the same with florists. You know, there's no need to necessarily add new logistics infrastructure to our communities. If we can join the dots, then we can make work what's already there. And there's a definite space for companies to work together with joined data and to not allow a few of the courier services or the instant fast food services to have a monopoly when this is something that can actively work for any size business.
I think it will start to make information more accessible to everyone and hopefully help to connect us with people, communities and place some more. At a time when so many people have suffered so much, I'm really looking into developing the physical and mental wellness aspect of the business and connecting people with nature around local area wellness and retreats, and making it more accessible, bringing that location information all together.
Woof, that, Elaine, have you found that to be a struggle with the current data that's available? I know obviously your mission is to try and join up these data sets so that you can help offer a new service to customers whereby, you know, they can see what leisure activities are available. Has this been a challenge to access this data? Have you had to fill that gap already?
Absolutely. So it's definitely from multiple different sources, but we've really been engaging with different Facebook groups, different social media groups, as well as local authorities and tourism boards to really pull information together. And that's what we're working on just now. And we're linking it to things like wild swimming, SUP, water wellness, as well as outdoor yoga and different retreats too.
Great. That sounds really, really interesting, Elaine. So I guess with a lens now on the future, looking forward to what life's going to look like for the rest of 2021 for you guys and for your businesses, which seems really surreal to say, seeing as we're already halfway through July already. What are your goals for the business and what are you looking forward to achieving the most? We go to you first, Elaine.
Yeah, okay. So I'm really, really looking forward to spending more time in nature and adventuring, testing out some routes and getting more involved in rewilding projects too, because that's what Electric Explorer is also about, connecting people with nature, but also how to ways to give back to nature. And that engagement with nature whilst exploring, but with thinking about wildlife conservation as well. So we're really keen to link with rewilding projects in Scotland and being able to link how people can get involved with looking at a sort of volunteerism aspect of that as well. So super excited at the moment to be developing Electric Explorer as a technical product, working with the tech and UX UI team in the Geovation and Ordnance Survey or mapping specialists. So it's really, really fantastic. That will help us to deliver information about low carbon electric travel and nature engagement. So looking forward to seeing this live and online and working with partners to continue to drive low carbon travel in Scotland and the world.
Nice. Do you think the focus is going to be more on sustainability for your customers or from the leisure point of view? What is their kind of like their primary interest that you've got to be targeting over that next year?
So it's all about electric nature exploration. So it's people that love to explore nature and are conscious of their carbon footprint as well. So it's how to explore in a low carbon sustainable way. And it's all about focused on nature restoration. So it's looking at being able to recharge in nature, yourself, as well as your electric vehicle, but also like to reconnect and rewild as well. We're actually filming tomorrow where we're Loch Lomond in the Trossachs and around Perth area for our first film, which will be shown on the conference, which is coming up in November, the Climate Change Conference, the COP and UK government channels. So it's all going to be across and the UK channels exploring, and e-bikes is our focus for this film, exploring Perth and Loch Lomond. So really excited for that. And we're meeting wild swimmers and rewilding projects whilst going showcasing some amazing routes in the Trossachs for e-bikes. And we're really exploring like where you can charge your bike, where you can stop for a nice coffee while you're doing that, and other places you can visit along the way, and what wildlife you might see as well.
That's really exciting, Elaine. I'm just wondering, whilst we're talking about that, if anybody listening is interested, do you have any social media you could direct people to just in case they were interested to find out more and watch the videos?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, so we've got Electric Explorer Facebook and Electric Explorer Instagram. Whereas we have a YouTube channel, which we've just set up too. So we'll be sharing it across there and sharing it with Geovation as well and along the COP and the UK government channels too.
Fab. So keep your eye on our social channels and we'll have that exciting content coming up. And I guess, James, same question for you. So what's the goals for the business? I know you've just gone through a bit of a rebrand. And what are you looking forward to achieving? What's the next step for Impactable?
Yeah, so the focus certainly, if I start off in the next 3 months, is to really build the community here in Glasgow, to establish ourselves in one or two high streets that we can really, you know, nail getting that community focus going. And I think that's going to be one of our biggest missions going forward over the next year, is how can we form a group of customers and wider community that are really interested in helping to promote what we stand for and to encourage other people to be involved, to be more mindful about their buying habits. And that's going to be a big focus. So we now have Suvi that's working with us, that's going to be the community leader, that's going to be helping to join the dots between what's already out there and encourage more involvement between these communities. So that'll be a big interest. Alongside this, it will be very much around the financial challenge that we're going to have coming up. We've reached a stage whereby we know that as we scale, we're going to be needing to go for private investments. And so we need to be ready for that. It takes a process from, you know, conversation, from speaking to someone to actually getting that money, can take between 6 months to a year anyway. And we need to be prepared to showcase how well we've been handling different demands and different situations within that community. The stage we're at now is our next challenge is to speak to more and more grocery businesses and producers so that we can have a complete basket for a customer to be able to explore what's available in their community and not just the staples of, you know, the bread, milk, meat, cheese, veggies. Try to find out more from them, how we can help them. I think that that's always the greatest thing is that we done the research prior to the pandemic of speaking to the businesses in quite heavy detail. You know, I went and volunteered at a couple of these businesses day to day to find out how the run-ins was working. But so much has changed for them over the last year that would have normally taken them more than 10 years, you know, to change and get to that level, that we need to go back a certain step to just check with them what their current priorities are and how we can help to fix these or alleviate these in some way. And yeah, once we've established this community in Glasgow, we will be looking at growing across Scotland and then heading into UK, probably around the London region.
Brilliant. Thanks, James. Exciting times ahead. So my final question is one that founders often get asked, and I'm sure sometimes it's a hard one to answer. But I'm really interested to hear, what does success mean to you both? So Elaine, I'll go to you first. What does success mean to you?
Ooh, okay. So success for me would be to have created a valuable technology that allows people to choose an adventurous and sustainable lifestyle. So I'm looking at developing the physical and mental aspects of the business as well, especially given the effect that the pandemic has had for so many people. And I'm really excited to connect and platform people that are working in this wellness area and would love for them to reach out with me and connect. So yeah, really, really keen to platform these businesses for adventure, wellness, nature-based tourism and local businesses from cafes and restaurants as well.
Thanks, Elaine. So it just sounds like, you know, what you're looking for is to create a community and to create lots of businesses that have similar goals in mind to all be under that roof with Electric Explorer. Is that right?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So it's creating a technology and platform that allows people to choose this adventurous and low carbon lifestyle. So and connection with nature whilst being able to support this low carbon lifestyle as well.
Fab. Thank you very much. And James, again, same question to you. What does success mean for you?
From a personal level, I think it means that I know that the business is sustainable financially, that there's more money coming in than going out for a extended runway. That means that we can take more of the risks that are required to have new features within the startup. I think if we can get to the stage whereby we can look ahead for a year period or so and know that there's room to grow a team to reach into new geographies, then that will feel like success to also be at a level whereby I think the pandemic has helped us a lot to be able to have the freedom of space for the team too, that we've had to set up in a remote environment from day one through necessity. And that's, I believe, will give us a big advantage going forwards to be able to continue with this, that it enables the team to have that flexibility, to have that more of the freedom of their time, which will help us to have a good balance with, you know, it's hard running a startup sometimes. And so to have that balance would mean success for me.
Thanks, James. What a great conversation. It's great to hear how you are both doing, and I'm really excited to see what the future holds for you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Geovation Scotland are currently recruiting for our third cohort to join the Accelerator programme in autumn 2021. If your business idea would benefit from property or location data and you would like to find out more, please do not hesitate to contact me at admin@geovation.scot. The email will be linked down in the description. Applications close at midnight on the 30th of August. Please subscribe to our podcast at anchor.fm/registers of Scotland. And remember, you can listen on all major streaming platforms. You can also follow the story of Geovation Scotland over on our social media platform using the handle @registers of Scotland. Thanks for listening.